Dane Norman from the Judge Talbot Band, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, and don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. Hear the voices when I'm dreaming, and I can hear them say,
carry on my when you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Masquerading as a man of reason, my charade is the event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about him like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say,
carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Shane Norman, he's the lead singer from the Judge Talbot Band, who's having a big impression on the European Hot Disc charts at the moment with a great bluegrass-flavored song. Shane, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so where did Judge Talbot's name come from?
Well, we started this band about 8 years ago, and we were searching for the perfect name, you know, and we kept trying and asking and looking around. But anyway, I was at home watching TV one day, and the show Bonanza, the old Western, was on TV, and there was a little girl who had a pet scorpion, and the scorpion's name was Judge Talbot. For some reason, that just kind of stuck in my brain, so I asked the other guys if they liked the name or whatever, and everybody agreed on it, and so there you go. That's how we became Judge Talbot.
That's great. I mean, you're primarily a bluegrass band, but you play bluegrass in a different, slightly different style. Explain.
Well, we all cut our teeth on traditional bluegrass, you know, coming up and learning how to play, but we just kind of wanted to broaden the audience, you know, and just play something that everyone would, you know, recognize when they heard it. And so we just kind of started playing around with different genres of, you know, pop and stuff from the 70s and 80s and things like that. And we just kind of put our own twist on things, and, you know, just whatever we can make work, we'll play it.
that's great, because I know on the album that's coming out that you've done a few pop songs with a bluegrass arrangement.
Yeah, we've got Uptown Funk, a Bruno Mars song. It Somebody asked, dared us to do that one, so we did it on a dare, but it's on there. We've got quite a few different genres on there, you could say.
Yeah, so what's the current single?
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Okay, and is that an original song?
No, it is. It was originally done by Kansas, the group Kansas.
Okay.
Terry Livgren. Yeah, he wrote it back years ago. Back in, I think 76 is when it came out.
All right, okay. I thought I'd heard it before.
We love Kansas there.
You got such great harmonies as well.
Well, thank you very much. We've got Michelle Bailey. She plays the fiddle and she sings the high tenor parts, and we got Michael Williams who's playing bass, and he's singing the lower baritone parts. So we blend pretty well, if I do say so.
So where are you based?
Well, I live in a small town in Tennessee. It's called Huntland, Tennessee, and all the other guys are down around Alabama, down in the Birmingham area. So
okay.
We kind of spread out a little bit. Yes, sir.
Do you ever go down to Muscle Shoals to record at all or anything?
I've never recorded there. We played over there quite a bit, but I've never gotten an opportunity to record over there. We did this last CD at Jeff Cook from the group Alabama. We did this in his studio in Fort Payne, and he actually produced the whole thing for us. So he's kind of taken us under his wing.
That's great.
You know,
he's a great musician, string of hits to his name. So he also helped Southern Halo do their first album, I understand.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's a good guy, Jeff. You can't beat him.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Just one look, and I feel so hard in love with you. Oh, oh, I found out.
We're done for this year. We played our last one last Friday, and I think we're done till we have to go to Florida at the first of the year and play a 10-day fair down there in Port St. Lucie.
That's going to be painful to go to Florida in the winter.
Ain't it, though? I tell you.
I feel sorry for you.
We'll leave this cold Tennessee weather behind and go down there in sunny sunny Florida.
Yeah, are you able to do this full-time at the moment, or are you still got day jobs and things?
We still have day jobs right now. That's everybody's dream, is to be able to do it full-time. We're trying to work our way in that direction, but yeah, everybody's still got day jobs at the moment.
Because you're a bit of a farmer, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I live on a family farm here, and we've got cows and stuff like that. That's kind of what I do through the week, and, you know, just try to play as much music as I can.
That's great. So do you write much of your own material?
I haven't written very much at all, but Michael and Michelle are wonderful songwriters, and we're hoping, if we get a chance to do another album coming up, we're going to put some of their stuff on there, you know, some of their originals. But yeah, they're great songwriters.
Now, talking to you earlier, you have a hankering to come to Europe.
Man, yeah, sure enough. Anybody wants us to come over there, just let us know.
That's
We'd
great.
Love to come.
Because you were quite surprised that this actually took off as quick.
I was. We'd never, you know, this is our first time ever doing this. And I told myself I would be happy if it just broke the top 40. You know, I had no idea that it would do what it's doing.
And now Now you're in the top 10. You've got a video for the song that's being played on television. You're on the chart show everywhere where it's networked. Oh, my goodness, you know, and... You know, I'm just hearing the music all the time, so I think it won't be long before you become a regular feature on the airwaves over here, which will then encourage people to want to book you and bring you over.
Absolutely, that sounds great. We'd love it.
So what do you think is going to be the next single off the album?
Man, I hadn't even had time to think about it. I'm not sure. We've got a few that the people have told us that they might want us to release. I'm really not even sure.
Well, we opened up with a single, the current single, which is doing well. Now, give us another track from the album, which I do have the tracks. I know nobody else has heard the album yet because it's not released.
Yeah.
But
right.
I'll play one of those tracks that you allow me to play. So you just tell me what song to play.
If we have we redid the Allman Brothers song Midnight Rider. It's a crowd favorite a lot of times when we go out and play. So, yeah, if you want to play that one, that would be awesome.
You got it, Midnight Rider from the Judge Telford Band. Thank you so much, Shane, for calling
Thank
us
you,
from Tennessee. Have a great Christmas. You just got over Thanksgiving, so you're probably still full from all the turkey, so you're going to have it twice.
That's right.
We don't get Thanksgiving here, so we don't get that extra turkey feed. So.
You're probably better off for it. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I probably am anyway. I tend to like my food. So, Shane, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for talking with me. This is Shane Norman from the Judge Telford Band. You're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm not gonna let them catch the midnight ride.